White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said that Chief of Staff John Kelly and strategist Steve Bannon mutually agreed on his exit. But sources tell us that the president had grown frustrated by Bannon's rising profile and recent publications describing him as the mastermind behind Mr. Trump's campaign. The president's irritation was clear during Tuesday's explosive press conference.
But Mr. Bannon came on very late. You know that. I went through 17 senators, governors, and I won all the primaries. Mr. Bannon came on very much later than that.
Bannon was one of the first White House staff members hired, and he arrived with a nationalist agenda, playing a key role in the controversial travel ban. Shortly after the president's inauguration, he described himself as part of a new political order.
If you think they're going to give you your country back without a fight, you are sadly mistaken. Every day, it is going to be a fight.
His prior work at Breitbart News, which has lent editorial support to the white supremacist movement, made him a lightning rod for criticism.
We're going to have a wall. It's going to be a great wall.
On Breitbart Radio in 2015, Bannon interviewed Mr. Trump about immigration and described himself as having more hardline views.
We're the know-nothing vulgarians, so we always got to be to the right of you on this.
Bannon was unafraid to feud with other White House officials, particularly the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, economic advisor Gary Cohn, and national security advisor H.R. McMaster. Just this week, Bannon seemed to undermine Trump administration foreign policy when he said in an interview, there's no military solution to North Korea.